Rupa Swami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Prabhupada armed with his books, he tolerated so much and exhibited his mercy in such a way that what is the result 50 years later? The devotees from all countries, all over the world, chanting and dancing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. There's so many temples, people are going here, going there. But when they come to Krishna Balaram Mandir and they hear the kirtan and they see the beauty of the deities and the devotees dancing, they come alive. So this is the whole purpose of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, to bring people to life, to give them understanding of a higher dimension, a higher sphere. And Daksha ultimately, you know, was blessed by Narada Muni's mercy and kindness. Prahlada Maharaj, just because he was chanting Hare Krishna and believing in Krishna, his father tortured him, threw him in a pit of snakes, trampled him with elephants, and put him in freezing cold and trying to boil him with oil. You know, what we can't imagine the torture that was given to him. But still, he had great faith and was protected by Krishna. Haridas Thakur, born in a Mohammedan family, was also, the Qazi was upset. Why is it you're taking up this Hindu religion? So mildly he said, what is the harm? So many Hindus become Muslim if I became Hindu. Oh, you're speaking before me like that? Then with him in 22 marketplaces. In other words, beat him to death. But it said that Haridas Thakur just accepted it, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally protected him. So we're not Prahlada Maharaj or Haridas Thakur. We're just trying to become Das, 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 Anudas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also in that mood. So be Bhadra Padakamagya Das, 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 Anudas. That mood of servant of the servant of the servant is very important. That the more we become in the mood of serving Vaishnava, serving devotees, the more Krishna is pleased. Because the Sakis, the Gopis, are assisting Srimati Radharani, all the Gopas, they're all expansions. Srimati Radharani is not different from Krishna, but she expands herself. She gives Krishna pleasure. So if we serve the devotee, who's serving the devotee, who's serving the Gopis and serving Radharani, they tell Krishna, this devotee is serving nicely. And give your blessings. So Krishna, he listens to his beloved devotee. And he will give blessings. So Prabhupada was very happy by the book distribution results. He was very happy of the sacrifice his disciples, the hardship that they took to open up the London temple and all the different temples around the world. What to speak of those devotees going to Muslim countries, China and Soviet Union, so much trouble was given to devotees. But there's no loss, there's no diminution, because by making this effort to serve Krishna, minimum, they say you get a good birth. You know, if you don't make the whole, you don't make it on the swan airplane back to Godhead, you take birth in a rich family, aristocratic family, with Brahmin family. The Prabhupada said, that's also risky, because we see rich people that become very, very much, you know, not inclined towards giving up the riches. They want to, hey, I'm born in a rich family, I might as well use my riches for enjoying this life. And then born in a Brahmin family, well, they become very proud. They know, you know, you are simply Westerners, you don't know anything. So this whole, like, skin disease is the cause of all the problems in the world, not only in the outside, but also in the inside. Prabhupada is very cautious that we should all welcome one another, brothers and sisters, while chanting, dancing together. You're from Europe, you're from India, you're from Orissa, you're from Bengal, you're from Russia, China, Africa. And he was very proud, proud in the spiritual sense, that all his daughters and sons could work cooperatively together to push on this Krishna consciousness movement. By pushing on the sanctity condition, make Krishna's happy. You make Guru happy, you make Krishna happy. And when Krishna's happy, he said, there's no one more dear to me than he who's preaching this message of Bhagavad Gita. So we have this wonderful opportunity to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. And how do we do it? By carrying out your duty. You are a doctor, be a doctor, but think of Krishna. Serve the devotees. You're a very good businessman making so much money. Yes, make money for Krishna consciousness. Use it for Krishna's preaching work. Now, there are many occupations, many duties. So do your duty and do it for Krishna. Arjuna was a warrior. He wasn't sitting, he wanted to sit down and just chant Hare Krishna, but Krishna says, no, you go and fight. This is your duty for me. So Krishna, he is empowering, and we're getting guidance and clarity what to do and how to do from the guru, from the sadhu. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu shastra koi lava mantra, sadhu sangha, sadhu siddhi koi. That all perfection can be obtained by associating with sadhu. And it's not a cheap thing. Sadhu is one who is always hearing about Krishna. He's always chanting Krishna's glories. And wants to save the fallen conditioned soul. He feels compassion. He feels love for all of Krishna's creatures. If we see the suffering that goes on in the material world, I saw it yesterday in the morning, early morning, two big trucks full of chickens. And the policeman stopping them. And I was thinking, you know, here we are in Vrindavan down, and we're bringing all these hundreds of thousands of chickens, probably, you know, cut their throats and for whatever, for sense gratification. So this is all ignorance. People are committing sinful activities and paving their way to hellish existence because of complete ignorance and attachment to sense gratification. So we use our desires, use our tendencies, our proclivities for Krishna's pleasure. We don't say stop. Just do it for Krishna. But obviously we have to understand what the boundaries, what can and cannot be done for Krishna. We're not of the philosophy that when someone cannot see, to pluck the eyes out. No, you operate, take the cataract out so that you can see again. So our senses are there, but they're meant for Krishna's pleasure. So let us use our legs for coming to see the deities, our eyes for seeing the deities, smelling the holy incense, flowers, touching, dancing with devotees. So this is sadhu sangha. And it becomes very relishable in the association of devotees. So now many devotees will be coming to take advantage of hearing and having a good association of the sadhus and make the life perfect. So if anyone has any questions, comments, corrections, Sankirtan stories. Yes, Prabhu. This microphone here, hopefully it works.
What is Sankirtan story? This happened in Ireland, and I was traveling with Kumar when we celebrated the birth in Ireland, Sankirtan for many years.
So I'm going to repeat as you're talking because people are hearing. It's the same kind of story that happened in Ireland.
In Ireland, yes.
Yes.
Yes. And his dad lived in Waterford. And we got the right place. And the best thing, we were travelling in a Sankirtan van. We were very tired, it was late at night, and we went into a garage. And we went over a wooden block. And the book, and this way, the van was full of books. And the wooden block was hiding a hole. And then the wheel went through the hole, so the whole van it actually sunk into the ground. And so we couldn't move. And then basically, eventually, somehow we got one of those jacks, and we got to help him. And then a few weeks later, the van broke down, and we were in a garage, and we were stuck in this garage for a week. We had no gas, we had no water, and we had to go to a local supermarket to get basically salad.
Money.
That was basically what we were there. But what actually transpired was we were actually doing the whole local area, and we were going to places where no one had ever been before. And we're visiting people, and I remember one particular incident was an old couple, and they were taking big books. Personally, this couple, they probably won't be here next year, because they're basically, they're on death school, they look like they're on death school. And I was just thinking that there were two almost, impediments, the books were still going out, and to people who wouldn't actually have got them.
They see Krishna arranged to bring the vehicle down so they can choose books in a place very remote that people would not have a chance for Krishna consciousness. And yesterday they were classed that sometimes reverses happen, but the end result is positive. But ultimately, although you're in a very awkward situation, many of us find ourselves in awkward situations on Sankirtan. But somehow, by that determination and perseverance, books went out and people received Krishna's mercy, Prabhupada's mercy.
One last one. One quick one. We were at the door, one door, and this was in Castlebar, and the kid answered the door, and I noticed their glasses were about 3 inches thick. And it turned out that they had some vision impairment, and the parents were blind. Both of the parents were blind. And it transpired that they actually seen a lot of the Atra in Dublin. And they were very attracted to the drums, and they saw the weird drums. And so we said, okay, what we'll do, we'll come around tomorrow night, and we'll cook you a big feast, and we'll have a little drum session, a bit of chanting. And so that's basically what we did. We went round to the house. We cooked in the van. We cooked pasta, halibut, and we had a very nice drink. And then we cooked it, and we brought it all in. And we had a really interesting evening. I really took to the drums and chanting. And then we left, and then I thought, okay, we've done all this, and they didn't appear to reciprocate. But what they did, they rang us up the next day and said, we're very sorry, we enjoyed it last night, but we forgot to give you a donation. And so we said, okay, we'll come back. And then we had some extra halibut, so we went back and we gave them some extra halibut, and they gave us a really nice donation. And I just thought it was a very interesting experience through this situation. Both the parents were blind. And they really appreciated the chanting and the atra. And then, like I said, out of nowhere, the devotees just came to the house and we gave them the big feast and things. Thank you. Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada, mercy. Srila Prabhupada, ki jai. Sankirtan Yajna ki jai.
Thank you. Thank you. tolerate it. Ishvara. Although able to curse Prajapati Daksha. Swayam. Himself. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki. Śrī Śukadeva Goswami continued, my dear King, since Narada Muni is an approved saintly person, when cursed by Prajapati Daksha, he replied, Tat Padam, yes, what you have said is good. I accept this curse. He could have cursed Prajapati Daksha in return, but because he is a tolerant and merciful sadhu, he took no action. Responsibly, Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued, my dear King, since Narada Muni is an approved saintly person, when cursed by Prajapati Daksha, he replied, Tat Padam. Yes, what you have said is good.
Yes, what you have said is good.
I accept this curse.
Yes, accept this curse.
He could have cursed Prajapati Daksha in return. But because he is a tolerant and merciful sadhu, he took no action. Purport. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 3:25-21, Titikshava Karunika Suhrida Sarvadeyanam Ajata Shatrava Shanta Sarva Sadhabhushana. The symptoms of a sadhu are that he is tolerant, merciful, and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies. He is peaceful. He abides by the scriptures. And all his characteristics are sublime. Because Narada Muni is the most elevated of sadhus, devotees, to deliver Prajapati Daksha, he silently tolerated the curse. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught this principle to all his devotees. Janadapi sunichena tarodapi sahishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadavari. Once you chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than a straw in the street, one should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of all prestige, and should be ready to offer all respects to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Following the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one who preaches the glory of the Lord all over the world or all over the universe should be humbler than grass and more tolerant than a tree, because a preacher cannot live an easygoing life. Indeed, a preacher must face many impediments. Not only is he sometimes cursed, but sometimes he must also suffer personal injury. For example, when Nityananda Prabhu went to preach Krishna consciousness to the two roguish brothers, Jagai and Madai, they injured him, made his head bleed, but nevertheless, he tolerantly delivered the two rogues, who became perfect Vaishnavas. This is the duty of a preacher. Lord Jesus Christ even tolerated crucifixion. Therefore, the curse against Narada was not very astonishing. He tolerated it. Now, Bindi asks why Narada Muni stayed in the presence of Prajapati Daksha and tolerated all his accusations and curses. Was that for Daksha's deliverance? The answer is yes. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that after being insulted by Prajapati Daksha, Narada Muni should have left immediately. But he purposely stayed to hear all Daksha's strong words so that Daksha might be relieved of his anger. yet accumulated the result of many pious activities. Therefore, Narada Muni expected that after delivering his curse, Daksha, satisfied and freed from anger, would repent his misbehavior and thus get a chance to become a Vaishnava and be delivered. When Jagai Marai offended Lord Nityananda, Lord Nityananda stood tolerantly, and therefore both brothers fell at his lotus feet and repented. Consequently, they later became perfect Vaishnavas. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 6th canto, 5th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Narada Muni Curse by Prajapati Daksha. Om Jnana Vrandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumulitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Maha Shri Chaitanya Manopisam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dati Svapadam Kisam Vancha Kalpa Sudhyascha Vipa Sindhyayasha Vanditaram Kaparidyo Vaishnayo
bound with ropes, you cannot move. This is the material nature.
and was covered by this ignorance. So naturally, the innocent child is feeling compassion and sympathy, how you can cut the throat of another animal. So Mugrari, the hunter, he became so elevated by chanting the Maha Mantra, worshipping Tulsi Devi, depending on Krishna and Guru. All the different village people came to see, how is it that this hunter became such a sadhu, such a big sadhu? So they would bring alms and give gifts. When Parvati Muni and Narada were visiting, he was jumping here and there, and they asked him, why are you jumping like that? Oh, so many ants along the path, I didn't want to disturb the ant. So from being a butcher and killer of animals, half killing them, took pleasure in seeing their suffering. This is material life. People are very envious, and they like to see other people suffering. I saw one documentary. There was a coup against Hitler in the World War II, and it somehow failed. And when they gathered up all the people in the coup, and they hung them on hooks, and they filmed it to show him later, look at the how much suffering he underwent. So how can you give one pleasure to see a person dangling on the hook? Even though, you know, this is envy in this material world, people are envious of one another. So although Daksha cursed Narada Muni just accepted it, just like Parikshit Maharaj. He was doing his duty of hunting, and he came across the sadhu who was meditating, and he was asking for water. This is all Leela pastime, because the sadhu was entranced. With his bow, he garlanded him with a dead snake. So the young son, how old was he? 12? 10, 12? Hey, a very young boy, the son of a Brahmin, he cursed. Parikshit Maharaj made you die after 7 days by a snake bite. So, obviously, Parikshit Maharaj is a great emperor, sadhu, devotee of Krishna. He could have very easily counteracted the curse or curse the little boy back. He said, no, this is destiny. I accept this curse. And it gave an opportunity for all of us, because he heard from Shubhadev Goswami, he heard the Srimad Bhagavatam, the purpose and goal of life, how to become free from suffering, how to become free from death, birth, old age, disease, and death. So now we have a chance, we have an opportunity to also hear by the blessing of Narada Muni, who empowered Srila Vyasadeva, his disciple, and then the history of Parikshit Maharaj, hearing from Shukadeva Swami. And how fortunate can we be to be sitting in Vrindavan Dham, hearing about the glorious pastime of sadhu and his qualities of humility, compassion. So the devotees who went out in the Sankirtan Yajna have experienced sometimes you get beat, isn't it? And you get humiliated. I had a friend, Rodling, and we were in the airport in Miami. And you know, when we were in the airport, there were many people who would use clickers and try to break up all your sales, because this is the nature of envious personalities. They don't like to see God consciousness being spread. And sometimes they would pick fights. And I remember he was distributing a book, and one person came by, and at that time we were a little bit under disguise. We had sometimes wigs and different ways of trying to approach so it's more easily acceptable or digestible Krishna consciousness. We don't want to disturb the minds of the rascals. So somebody walked by and they pulled their wig and threw it in the ground. And he's there bald-headed and seeking and disturbing. And he didn't phase the police. He just kept on preaching about the book, Krishna consciousness. It's just amazing to see how a devotee is so tolerant and merciful. And also, we know Vijay, he's a Sankirtan minister. He had one huge boil from some purification going on. He just wrapped a little scarf around it and went on Sankirtan. He continued his book distribution. If it wasn't that a little inconvenience would stop the book distributor, it was not that he would give up his service because there was some awkward situation. The body's always going to give trouble. People will give so much trouble and cause disturbance. I know there was fights and a lot of inconvenience. We traveled one time in a Sankirtan van all across the country distributing matchless gifts, perfection of yoga, beyond birth and death, going town to town, book distributors. They undergo great austerity, sleeping in the van, very cold. Now everyone has their heaters and air conditioners, and not that it's wrong. Obviously, we have to be practical. But the devotee I was traveling with, very much out of key, he would be singing, "We're going home, back to Godhead. We're going home, back to Godhead." That was his meditation. He was focused on the mission of Prabhupada and spreading Krishna consciousness. So Narada Muni, in the same way, was feeling great compassion for Daksha, and he tolerated the insults. He sat and said, "Let them get out of the system." Sometimes, are you free from anger now? Okay, now you can listen and hear properly. So Sadhu is recommending that one give up his bad habits and take on good habits. We're just discussing this morning how, like children, they want to play all day, just have fun. But as they start maturing and taking counsel from their parents or well-wishers, they start going to school and developing some understanding that they develop good quality. They have to mature, they have to grow up. You say when someone's acting immature, they grow up. So growing up means that we want to stop suffering in material life, and we need to take up this Krishna consciousness in a serious mode. Srila Prabhupada did not give up when there was no help from God brothers. At first, not many were taken. Prabhupada said, "I studied your American culture." Srila Prabhupada was very carefully studying what are the habits, how do people act and behave, so that he could deliver Krishna consciousness in a very potent way. I also very fondly remember Dharmapana Prabhu. He came down to Miami in the late 70s, and he gave us a very nice Sankirtan class. We were distributing small books and back to Godheads, but we were very inspired by his efforts in big book distribution. So he gave a beautiful class, we recorded it, and then we completely took all his lines, all his Sankirtan lines, and tried to memorize them because they were so potent. Devotees are empowered by Guru, by Krishna, because they become very innovative. Many had good ideas, and how did he think to say that? When the devotees are seeing distributing books, people are coming, they offer jobs, one of them for me, you're so good, you're so talented. But if we give that credit to Prabhupada and the Guru. The Guru's giving potency to the disciple. So the class was very inspirational, and we started the big book distribution in Miami. Matter of fact, after that we trained Vijay, the Sankirtan minister. So we should not minimize the connection between sadhu, devotee, being merciful, being tolerant, in the connection of Sankirtan Yajna, Lord Chaitanya personally appeared. Confidential reasons, because he wanted to experience the taste, or the, what is Srimati Radharani experiencing? There's pleasure, Krishna has pleasure by associated with the gopas and gopis, especially Srimati Radharani. But her happiness is millions of times more than Krishna's. So in that mood, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. The mood of Srimati Radharani, but not as God, but as a devotee to experience the what is that reciprocation? Of course, it's very deep and very intimate and elevated, not that we jump immediately trying to understand these things. But secondary reason was the Sankirtan mission. But although it's very primary, but according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, the time came, according to the time element, it came when the Lord should appear again and again reestablish the process of going back home, back to the spiritual kingdom. And it's not that he created something new. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. But he thought that the foolish persons, although I spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, Bhagavad Gita is accepted as the authentic and the supreme wisdom of God, but still they're misinterpreting, they're following so many cheating so-called sadhus. Because the Western world, they think there's such transcendental value in India that anyone who looks the part of the sadhu, I should hear from him. The Prabhupada is very strict and very careful that one should not hear from those who are not in the Vaishnava tradition, those who are not in the Guru Parampara. So we're in the Chaitanya Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, Brahma Sampradaya. And this same knowledge is being presented by Srila Prabhupada in such an aristocratic, authentic way. The rasas are explained, a relationship with Krishna is explained, the process, how to apply the principles of bhakti and devotion, refined in such a way. The Goswamis were all very learned, very aristocratic, very much took all the Vedic literature and they made it concise in such a way that it's understandable for this age of Kali Yuga, our short lives, our dullness, our envy. You know, we're distracted simply by desiring sense gratification. But the Goswamis have given this treasure. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati wanted Srila Prabhupada to go to the West.